Hashem is in his holy abode. Hashem, on Shavuos, I'll try to translate the psukim, I'll try to learn the psukim relating to the theme of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Hashem is in his holy abode. Has mipanav kol aretz. Hashem either means that Hashem, he gives a command, a tzivui for silence, or it's not a command, it's just a reality. When Hashem came to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the entire world was silent. Tefillah leChavakuk HaNavi al Shig Yonais. We have a prayer for Chavakuk HaNavi. It's interesting that he was selected from all of the prophets to be the one that will give over words of Nevuah for us on the second day of Yom Tov. The first day of Yom Tov is Yechezkel, and the second Navi is Chavakuk. Chavakuk is one of the major, we didn't discuss, one of the major Nevi'im of Golos. Chavakuk, he's writing a tefillah describing what's going to be in the long years of Golos. Tefillah lachavan, we lay him on the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos. The Yom Tov, the second day of Shavuos, is the ultimate of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galuyos, because there really is no need for there to be a second day of Shavuos, even in Chutz Laretz, because there is no Sveika Diyoma. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach, and certainly by the time we come to Shavuos, we know when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was. So theoretically, there's no need to have a second day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. Yet, the Chazal instituted there should be a second day of Yom Tov, even in Chutz La'aretz, even for Shavuos, in order to give strength to be Mechazek, Pesach, and Sukkot. It turns out that the Yom Tov of Shavuos is a chizuk. It is a support for Pesach and Sukkot. That's why we have a second day of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. Chazal did not differentiate, and thus it represents the full toikef of Golos. And Chavakuk, from all of the prophets, is the one that was mispalel to Hashem that we should survive the long galus. Tefillah Chavakuk HaNavi al Shig Yonais. Shig Yonais, let's learn, means either a musical instrument or his error. He made a mistake, and he complained to Hashem. He was bitter. He complained to Hashem that it's not fair. It's not fair what Hashem is doing to Klal Yisrael, that we have to suffer this long galus. Hashem Shamati Pasuk Beis. Hashem Shamati Shemacha. I heard your reputation. Your Yoreisi. I was terrified. Hashem Pa'olcha. Pa'olcha means the Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, who are the product of your work. Bekerev shanim chayehu. May you grant them life. May you see to it that during these difficult years they survive. Bekerev shanim todiah. During the years of Golos, may you make your name known among the entire world. May you make your name known that you are our protector. Beroiges, during times of anger, Rachem Tiskar, may you show upon us Rachamim, may you have mercy. Pasuk Gimel, Eloka mitimon yavo, Hashem offered the Torah to the nation of Edom, the Kadosh Mehar Paron Sela, Hashem, who is called the Kadosh, we learned this week, that we have to rearrange the words, Hashem, who is the Kadosh Sela, who is the Holy One that is eternal, he went to Har Paran, which simply means to Yishmael, and offered them the Torah. But both of these nations rejected the Torah. And the end result was, Kisa Shamayim Hoidoi, Hashem came down to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. He covered the heaven with his splendor. Usihilasei Mola Haaretz, his praise was filled the earth at the moment of Matan Torah. The Noiga, Hashem's glow, may it be like light, or it's a statement of fact. Karnayim miyadoi loy, rays of light from Hashem's hand were directed to the Jewish people at the time of Matan Torah. Visham, there at that momentous occasion, Chevyon Uzo, it was revealed Hashem's hidden might. The Torah is called Oz, and this Oz was revealed to the world. Lifanov Yelech Dover, and before Hashem went forth a magefa, a plague, to punish the enemies of the Jewish people, the people who refused to accept the Torah, those who insulted the Torah, the Yetzei Reshef Liraglov, and fire went forth before either by his feet or on behalf of his Jewish people. Now we come to the part where we did not yet learn. We'll run through this very quickly, the best that we can. We'll learn a little bit of mitzvahs here and there. Amad vayimoyed eretz roha vayater goyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He stood up and he measured the earth. Rashi, the mitzvahs over here says, Kasher, those who are coming now, who joined over here, this ultimate social distancing network where everyone is in their own box and no one's allowed to overlap. I never saw two people in the same box on the screen. Never happened. The ultimate guarantee of social distancing. Social media. No two people can be in the same box. We are learning today the Haftorah of the second day of Shavuos. We're up to Pasuk Vav. We are deviating from our regular scheduled programming. Instead of learning the Pesukim Bi'iyun with all of the Mefarshim, we're just going to try to run through, being that we're learning these Pesukim and it's Erev Shavuos, and these Pesukim happen to be the Haftorah for the second day of Shavuos. We're going to just try to run through the Pesukim very quickly and learn this simple translation so we have a better appreciation of what we're going to read on the second day of Yom Tov. Those of you who will merit to be in the Beis HaKnesses will be able to hear it from the Baal Kriya. And those of you who will be at home will be able to read it with maybe a drop more of understanding if you choose to do so. You have no obligation to do so. If you don't go to shul, you have no obligation to read it, but if you wish, you can. Amad vayimoyed pasuk vav. Amad vayimoyed eretz ro'a vayater goyim mitzudos David. Hashem stood up. Kasha Amat Ha'aran Ba'aretz Kavshu Aysa V'chilkua L'Shvatim B'mida B'chevel. The word Moide means to measure. This passage, according to the Mitzudos, is describing the division of the land. The division of Hashem, the Amat means the Aron. The Aron stood, it stood in the land and allowed us to conquer the land. And through the Aron and our conquest, we divided the land with a Goyrol, measurement, Ra'ah. Kasher ha'aron sam enay ba'aretz haya matik es ha'amim legarsham me'artzam. When the Aron HaKodesh saw the nations, it released them. The word vayater means to skip. It means it caused them to be dislodged, to be removed from the land. This pasuk is a very powerful pasuk. It's teaching us is that the koyach of removing the Kenanim from Eretz Yisrael was the Oroin. We have a tendency to think that the way to get rid of the enemies, our enemies off the land, is we physically have to get up and physically remove them. This pasuk says, at least according to the interpretation of the Mitzvah Stav, that it was the Oroin itself, the Oroin's influence that caused our enemies, the Kenanim, to depart, to leave the land. Next words, Vayispoitetsu Hare'ad, and the mountains, the mighty mountains, the Mitzvah David, Herodim Hakavuim Me'olam Hoyim Mispoitetsim Umishtabrim, the mountains that were established from time immemorial were shattered. Vahushbulu Hagvois Hakavuis Mimos Olam Rutinolema Malchehumos Visodeim Shalmail Karu Vinafalu. The mountains here, according to the Mitzudas, are a metaphor for the mighty kings. There were 31 mighty nations living in the land. They here are described as the Harereiad, the mighty mountains. They were pulverized by Yispoitzitzu. Shachu, the word Shachu means to lower. They were lowered and humbled. They were lowered and humbled. Givois Olam, the hills of the world. Again, another expression for the kings and foreign dignitaries that lived in the land. Halichos oylam loy. Ritzayno loymar. I'm reading the mitzvahs now. Zehoy lefisha kol malichi manhigi ha'olam sorry ma'alav sorry mata hima kol shalomakim baruchu. This all happened because the ways of the world belong to Hashem. Halichos oylam. What happens in this world, all of current events, all of the things that happen in this world, loy, all of them are rooted in Hashem's control. Pasuk, and that's why Hashem brought us into the land and he guided us and he drove out the nations that were occupying the land, even though they were very mighty. Pasuk Zayin Tachas Oven, Ro'isi Ohole Chushon. Pasuk Zayin in the Mitzudos, Tachas Oven, Ba'avur Oven. Tachas means because of the sin, I have seen the tents of Chushon, Rish O Sayim, Oimdim, Ba'artsoy Sisol, Limshol Bohem. What does this mean? Ke Oimer? Loi mi koitzer yod, loi hoishia lamoi. Kim bigmul ho oven han hinicham biyadoi. It's because of their sins I have seen the tents of Chushan. Chushan means, I'm not sure, Rish Osayim, Oimdim Be'artzos Yisrael, Ohole Chushan. I'm not sure what this means. Sha'omdim v'galoi, Rashi says, v'mechabim es Yisrael.
It's a name, Chushan Rishos.
The tents of Chushan, Yir Gizun. What's it mean, Yir Gizun? They trembled. Because of the sins, okay, because of the sins, I've seen that the tents of Chushan, Yir Gizun, they trembled. The reason why Chushan Rishosayim, okay, so this is a nation. Obviously, this is one of the nations of Canaan. It must be one, even though we have seven nations, this must be some division. The Chushan Rish.
It's a name. It's a king or something.
A king, okay. So the tents of Chushan, Yir Gizun, trembled. They trembled before the Jewish people because of their sins, even though they were mighty and al derech hatev, they should prevail and survive forever. But because of their sins, Hashem allowed the Jewish people to destroy them, and this nation trembled. Yiriyos, the curtains, Eretz Midyan. This goes back. The curtains of the land of Midyan, the Mitzudos, v'zehu bimei Gidoin. This happened during the time of Gidoin, during return loyma ki haloi bekarim elav yir gizun yir yois eretz Midyan zehu bimei Gidoin shabo bineim charada v'hargu ze eze k'moy shenemar b'shayftim. Because of the terror, the curtains over here mean. It means the curtains of the tent. Here we're using metaphors. The tent of Chushan. So the Yiriyos is another term which is describing the tent. This tent, the people in the tent, and the tent tremble because of the Jewish people who are coming to enter. And the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed this to happen to them, even though they were much more powerful and mighty than the Jewish people, is because of their sins. It's because tachas oven. It's because of their sins. Habakkuk is saying, Re'isi, I have seen that the Ohalei Chushan, the tents of Chushan, Yirgizun, trembled. Yiriyos Eretz Midyan. The word Yirgizun goes both ways. It goes both ways. It goes back and forward. It's the tents of Chushan, and the tents and the Yiriyos of the Eretz Midyan, they trembled. They trembled. They were terrified before the Jewish people, and they were obliterated before Klal Yisrael, not just in the zuchus of Klal Yisrael, but because of their terrible sins. Pasuches, Havin Horim Choro Hashem, Mitzudos David, Kishakora Hamokam is a Yadin Lifnei Yisrael. When the word Hanif Horim means to be afraid. Hanif Horim Choro Hashem.
No. It's Neharim, our rivers.
Chanif Harim Kishokara Mokam is a Yad. I'm sorry. The rivers, I'm sorry. Havin Harim, all right. Havin, it's not the Neharim, I'm sorry. Havin Harim, Chora Hashem, Im Ban Harim Apecha, in bayom evrasecha ki sirkaf al susecha markavasecha yeshua. Let's read the mitzvahs quickly. Over here, the mitzvah says, havin harim har Hashem kishakara hamakim esayadin lifnei yisrael v'chichara apo bo lahachriv meima bitmiya. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu get angry to destroy them? Im ban harim hu kevel inyin l'chizuk, repetition, im bayom evrasecha kishakara esayam l'chi nismali alav evra lahachriv meimav. Did Hashem get angry to destroy the waters? No. Ki sirkaf? No. Hashem was not angry, although to the observer it may appear that Hashem was angry and there was some type of natural disaster that was causing the yardin to split. That's not correct. What was really happening was Ella Shahisa Hasiba Lefish Rochafta Al Susecha Bimakvasecha Shal Yeshua Yoshiam Lamcha. Hashem was riding upon his chariot. Here we're using metaphors to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to this world, similar to the metaphors that we use to describe when Hashem came down to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Hashem Kaviyoch came down on horses, on chariots. Ulechein Bikatom, and that's why the Yardin split. Loleches Derech Abika, that we can go through the broken, the splitting of the Yardin. Vu'inyin Melitza Leimah Shezen Nase Bavur Teshuas Yisrael. All of this was done for the salvation of the Jewish people. So let's read the pasuk one more time. Havin harim chara Hashem? Question mark. We have to read the words backwards. Chara Hashem, havin harim. Is it true that Hashem's anger was kindled against the rivers to cause them to dry up? Is that what happened? Well, that's what it would say in the New York Times. They would say there's some type of natural disaster taking place in the Yarden, causing its waters to dry up and split. Then we repeat the question a second time. Im ban harim apecha. Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did his af rise up against the rivers? And then we repeat this question a third time. Im bayam evra secha. Did Hashem's evra rise up against the yam? So what have we done over here? We've asked the same exact question three times, and we've described the waters with three different terms, and we've described Hashem's anger with three different terms. We have the word vin harim, the word neharim, and the word yom. Okay, these are three words which mean the same thing for our purposes, and Hashem's anger is described here as chora, number two, apecha, number three, evra secha, charoin, af, and evra. Was it Hashem's anger that caused the Yarden to dry up? The answer is no. None of the above. The MS is, the reason why this event happened is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to this world, ki sirkav, Hashem is riding. Al susecha, you are riding on your horse. Markav Secha, on your chariots of Yeshua to bring salvation to the Jewish people. So when things happen in this world that appear to be horrific, appear to be tragic, it's not necessarily so. That's only because we do not have the right perspective. The perspective at the time of when the Yarden split the pasuk is giving us an historical account. The New York Times wrote an editorial, when the Yarden split, is this something happening in Mother Nature, the ecology? There is some type of natural disaster. It's global warming, and that's why the Yarden has dried up. That's what they wrote up in the New York Times and in all the magazines and the published. What?
What all of a sudden injecting anger into the splitting of the Yarden?
Because
we didn't use this kind of chronology when we went into the Yam Suf.
So he's actually using it by the Yam also. He's coming to allude to it by the Yam. And he's saying is that to the observer, to a person who's not religious, who has no belief in Hashem, and they look at the splitting of the Yam, you know what they'll tell you? They'll tell you it's because of global warming. The reason why suddenly the Yam split is because there's a tsunami, there is an earthquake, there is global warming, there are sunspots. It can be explained. Many people have done this. These events can be explained as natural scientific occurrences. And they'll also tell you, and this is part of the territory, that the world is coming to an end. When something in this world happens that is not natural, that is an indication that the world is decaying and the world is slowly coming to an end. the age of the universe has reached its peak, and the world will soon just collapse. And it's a sign of anger. The one who created this world is angry, or the world is angry, and that's why these things are happening. This is what is said by people who have no emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Pasuk is coming to acknowledge that. And then the Pasuk says they are dead wrong. The MS is just the opposite. Hashem only has love for Klal Yisrael, love for this world. And this event that to the observer may seem to be a natural disaster is truly an act of rachamim to prepare for the redemption of the Jewish people. So
I'm
this...
I'm saying this about Corona.
What? Well, first of all, Corona affected, and you can't, I don't know if you can say about Corona, because Corona affected us. Let's not go there at this moment, because Corona affected us. In fact, you probably can argue that the Frum people were hit the hardest from any other ethnic group in this country. Do the numbers. I don't know, do the numbers. That's not for now. So that's different. When the Yardane split, the Jewish people, no one was harmed. Everyone was saved. There were no casualties. It were our enemies that were terrified. So it's not a good comparison. We're talking over here about, let's focus specifically on the Yardane. The Yardane is splitting. The people are saying that it's a natural event, and it's a natural event, and the Pasuk is saying you're dead wrong. It's not a natural event. The Ribbono Shel Olam is doing this for Klal Yisrael. Now notice, by the way, before you go, notice that we're doing over here is that these Pasukim are describing coming into Eretz Yisrael. And it is very critical because the Yom Tov of Shavuos is the fifth Lashon of Gula. And the entire theme, if you notice, of the Haftarah, according to the Mitzudos, is coming into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Vehevesi. Okay, those who are joining us now, I see some people have joined us now. We're over here. We're deviating from our regular programming. Instead of learning it Be'in, we're running through the Pesukim very quickly. We're just learning the Pshat in the Pesukim, because this is the Haftarah of the second day of Shavuos, and there will be over here at least one person that will go to shul in a safe environment. I'm davening outdoors in an open tent. That's what I was told. We're davening outdoors in an open canopy with social distancing 10 feet apart from each other, masks. That's what I was told yesterday. So those people are going to merit to go to daven, on Yom Tov in a safe environment. This will be the Haftarah of the second day of Yom Tov.
With anger with the splitting of the Jordan.
I told you, there is no anger. That the Pasuk is saying that to the observer, the Mitzudos Tavit explains that to the observer, if a person was a scientist and was completely irreligious and was observing the phenomenon of the Yardane splitting, allowing Klal Yisrael to pass over, they would say that it was a natural scientific occurrence, and they would ascribe to it very bad things. They would tell you that the world is coming to an end, that there's global warming. Global warming is a sign of Hashem's, of God's anger. Mother, not even God, Mother Nature. Mother Nature is angry at this world, and the world is coming to an end. There is anger, and that is why things are not going according to the natural occurrences, the natural expectation of how the world should continue to exist. When a volcano erupts, when there is a earthquake, when there's a tornado, when there's a tsunami, when there's a hurricane, what do people say? There's something wrong. Mother Nature is angry. There's anger. So therefore, the Pasuk says, really? One more time, the Pasuk. Havin, Horim, Choro, Hashem, and Pasuk Ches. Is it really correct to say that Hashem is angry at the rivers? Im Banehorim Apecha. Is it really correct to say that Hashem's af has been kindled against the Nehorim? Im Bayom Evrosecha. Is it correct to say that the Hashem's Evra has risen against the Yam? Really? That's what it says in the editorial. The first expression is what it says in the editorial of the New York Times. The second expression is what it says in the Washington Post. And the third expression is what it says in the Wall Street Journal. Mar Mekoymos. Don't you see there's a little number underneath the pasuk? One, on the bottom it says New York Times. Two, it says the Wall Street Journal. Three, it says the Washington Post. That's what it says in the editorials. The reason why events are happening in this world is because Hashem or Mother Nature is angry at this world because we have polluted the world. We have released carbon emissions. We have been evil to nature. So the world is now rising up against us and is destroying us. The Hashem responds, guess what, guys? You got it all wrong. It's true, you do pollute the earth, and that has to be dealt with, but the reason why these events are happening is because the MS, ki sirkav al susecha, Hashem, you are riding on your horses. These horses refer to malachim, angels. Markivaisecha Yeshua, Hashem, you are riding on your chariot of salvation. This is not a natural event. This is an event that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has orchestrated to bring through, to bring about the Geula, His revelation in this world. Pasuk Tes, Area Se'ar Kashtecha Shivuois Matois Oimer Sela Neharois Tivaka Ares. Let's read them into the Sadet. Pasuk Tes, Area Se'ar Kashtecha Niglo Niglos and Kashtecha Lulcha Mulhumais. Kashtecha means your bow and arrow. Area means you have exposed. Hashem is waging war against his enemies. And this goes back to the time when Hashem made a shavua to the tribes of the Jewish people. Hashem promised the Avos that he would give them the land. And it will never be bottled. From flowing water, that's why the rivers flowed to give water to the people in the Be'er Miriam. They should not die, and they should have what to drink. So let's read the pasuk again. We read the pasuk again. Area, se'or kashdech. Area means to expose. And the word se'or also means to expose. Two words which mean the same thing, this poetic repetition. Kashtecha, your bow and arrow. You have exposed your weapons. You have revealed your weapons to obliterate the enemies of the Jewish people. Why? Because of the Shavuos Matos, the oath that you have taken on behalf of the tribes of the Jewish people. To the Avos, Hashem promised the land to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Oymer Sela, this oath was a statement that will endure forever. The word Sela means forever. The Shavuos Matos, Omer, you have to read the words about the Omer Shavuos. If you read the words backwards, the Omer means the statement of the oath that has been expressed for the matos, for the tribes of the Jewish people that must endure forever, Selah. That is why Hashem now has revealed his weapons. And that is the reason why Neharos Tivaka. All right, so this is a little bit different. Neharos, the different idea is that in the desert, that's where the Mitzvah understands, that in the desert, water broke forth in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of Saudi Arabia. Where do you get water in Saudi Arabia? Miraculously, rivers broke forth in the middle of the earth in the desert to provide sustenance for the Jewish people as they traveled to reach their destination. Pasuk Yud, Ru'ucha Yachilu Harim Zedem Mayim Ovar Nosan Tochem Kolo Roim Yodenu Nosa Mitzudos. Pasuk Yud, Ru'ucha Kasher Ru'ucha Hare Arnon. This is the famous miracle of Arnon, when they were passing through this strait, our enemies, they were lying in ambush, waiting to kill us. And miraculously, these two mountains, they came together and crushed our enemies, and their blood flowed all the way down into a stream below, and it was only later on that we discovered the miracle in hindsight. Kasher ucha hare arnoin oiver lifnei yishol cholu v'ra'adu b'mucha v'niskarvu zelazev ha'argu es ha'nistadim b'vike ha'adim. The mountains, these mountains, they came together. Zedem mayim avar, zedem mei ha'be'er avar b'ne ha'adim. A flow of water passed between these mountains. V'hello me'evre ha'arugim m'hodil ha'nes li'yishol. And the water brought forth the limbs, the dead bodies of our enemies and their blood. The river came to transport their blood and their limbs, that we can witness, we can see the miracle Hashem did for us without even knowing. Nisa, the exaltedness of the power of Hashem was elevated. According to this interpretation, the Mitzudais, this Pasuk Yud, is purely a description of the Nes of the Horei Arnoin, the mountains of Arnoin. When we passed through the desert, our enemies were in ambush, the mountains came together, they were crushed. And we would have never known about this miracle. The only reason we know that these mountains came together and crushed our enemies was because Hashem sent a stream of water in that direction that ordinarily does not pass there, that area, and that stream of water transported the blood and the limbs of our enemies to us to show us what happened. And when we realized what happened, we were in shock, we were in awe, we were overwhelmed with Hakaras HaTov to Hashem for saving us. We could have been obliterated. Many times in life we realize things happen that we really could have been, who knows what could have happened. If not for Hashkocha Pratis, who knows? Okay, like when people they miss airplanes and the flight, the airplane, you know, doesn't make it. Or things like that. So one more time, the pasuk Ruucha means the mountains. The mountains saw you, Yochilu Hodim. The mountains saw what was about to happen. Yochilu Hodim, they were terrified from Hashem, and they miraculously came together to crush our enemy. Zerem Mayim Ovar. Hashem then sent a flow of water to take the blood and the limbs forward. Nasam Tahoim Koiloi. The depth of the water, the Tahoim means the water, the powerful waters raised up their voice. It's symbolic, meaning that it made it known that Hashem had done for us the miracle. Roim Yodeinu Nasa. The exaltedness, Yodehu, of Yodehu, the exaltedness of Hashem's hand was lifted high. The world and us came to appreciate the exaltedness of Hashem, the miracle that He did for us on our journey to Eretz Yisrael. Next pasuk, more right, so this was a parallel. But there it was obvious. There by the Yam Suf, it was obvious. I mean, it was, we saw them drowned. We saw it. And then Hashem did us the extra favor and have them, you know, the bodies come up to remove all doubt. Here it was even a greater miracle. Because here we didn't even know we were in danger. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, we knew the Egyptians were pursuing us, were chasing after us. Here by the Yarden, we did not even know that our enemies were lying in ambush. It was even a greater miracle. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shemesh Yodeach Omad, the sun and the moon stood still. Zevulah, Zevulah means in the constellation of Zevulah. La'architzecha yehalechu lenoiga berak chanisecha. The mitzvah of Stavu Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shemesh Yodeach Omad Zevulah b'mei Yoshua. We all know the story when they came into the land. Here they entered into the land, and Yoshua Omar Kolecha Mechem b'midoro v'loholcha mahalocha k'mo shnema v'yidam Hashemesh v'yorach v'yirech Omad. And the Milchemes Eretz Canaan, when they were going against the Canaanim, a miracle happened, and the sun, they needed more time. Don't we all need more time in life? Okay, they needed more time, and Hashem did them the favor. Hashem stopped time. The sun and the moon stopped. La'ar chitzach yalechu Yoshua ve'amoy holchu la'ar barzel chitzeh hamakoy. Hashem sent forth arrows of iron in heaven. Baramok baruchu mavik b'des mavik b'yoyser v'ritzen alo marach hitzlichu b'koyach zar zi ro'yacha l'nega hu kefel inyin b'miloy shonas. Let's review the pasuk. Pasuk Aleph describes our entry into Eretz Yisrael, the Milchemes, Eretz Canaan, the sun, Shemesh Yirech Amad Zivulah. It stood in Zivulah, in its abode. Okay, the word Zivulah simply means in the Madar. In Shemayim, it stopped moving in its Zivulah, in its dwelling place. It ceased to operate, to give us more time. La'ar chitzecha yahaleichu. We, the Jewish people, traveled up against, through the light of your arrows. L'noiga. We traveled opposite the brilliance, the glow, berak chanisecha, of the shine of your sword. Okay, pasuk yubeis. Bezam titzad oretz, be'af todush goyim. This is easy. Pasuk Yudbeis, titzad, bizam means through anger, the earth was trampled. And with anger, the goyim were stepped upon. This pasuk is describing our conquest. Our conquest, we conquered the land with Hashem's anger and with Hashem's af. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yotzasa L'yesha Amechon, you went forth to save your people, L'yesha Es Mishichecha, to save your anointed ones. The Jewish people are Hashem's anointed ones. You crushed the head of the home of the evil. Orois, you exposed Yisoid, the foundation, at Salvar Sela. Mitzudois, Pasuk Yud Gimel, you went forth from the heaven to save your people. Uloshias Meshichecha, the Alchiskia Melech Yehuda Yomar Al Hatashush, Misanchediv Melech Ashur. This refers to fast forward to the time of Chizkiyahu. Many, many years later, you save them from the nation of Ashur. The next, Mochatz, the Rosh, Oz Mochatz, the Vitzatz, the Kol Rosh, Vives Rosh, written Lomar, Horakto, Kol Anshe, Sanchediv, Ali Hamaloch, Hamake, Bohem, Orois, Yisoid, Gilisa, Es Hayisid, Lechitziyoi, Mimukoimai, Vi'ar HaTzavar. What does this mean? Written Lomar, Ad Iker Hachoizek Shehu Hatzavor, Shehachayus Toliboy, Kolemar, Hehavarito Kolamachne, Vyad Oilam Selo, Ki Oilo Yosivu Lokum, they will no longer rise. So let's review. Pasuk Yud Gimel is describing, fast forward, the time, the era of Chizkiyahu, when Sancheriv laid siege to Yerushalayim on the night of Pesach, and Hashem went forth to save his people, to save Es Mishichecha. The Mitzudos understands Mishichecha is a reference to Chizkiyahu. And Mochatzta, you broke down Rosh, the head of the nation of Sancheriv, Mibes Rasha, of the home of the Rasha, Orois, you exposed the Yisoid, his foundation, meaning the entire foundation of this nation was exposed at Savar until the neck. The main part of the body is the torso. At Savar Sela, that they will forever, they will no longer ever rise again. The defeat, the crushing was so intense, they will no longer rise again. Now it's worthy to appreciate that this pasuk is very apropos for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, because Chazal tell us that there was no generation in the history of the Jewish people that excelled in the study of Torah as the generation of Chizkiyahu. It was only in the merit of the burning of the midnight oil that the Jewish people survived the onslaught of Sancheriv. Chizkiyahu, we all know the Chazal, he thrust a sword into the entranceway of the Beis Medrash, and he declared, anyone that does not come to learn Torah will be perforated, will be cut by this sword. And I don't remember the pasuk, but the words are that it's only because of the Shamnoi Shel Chizkiyahu, the midnight, the burning of the midnight oil, were we spared from the danger of Sancheriv. What is the Minhag Yisrael on Shavuos? The Minhag Yisrael is to burn the midnight oil, is to stay up the entire night learning Torah. We're emulating the Derech of Chizkiyahu, Melech Yisrael. He was the one in his generation. He brought about an incredible elevation in Jewish education, in the chavivus and the amelus of Torah. Chazal always emphasized Chizkiyahu and his generation as the paradigm, the model of Jewish education, of Jewish scholarship. It was his generation, and it's very apropos that we read about this on Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Kabbalah Satorah. Pasuk Yudalit, Nokafta Bimatov, Rosh Pirozov, Pasuk Pirozov, Yisaru Lahafitzeni, Alitsusam Kimolechol Ani Bamistom. The Mitzvah Slav, it says, Pasuk Yudalit, Bimate Shol Sancheriv, Shabal Lirdois Boy. The matter of Sancheriv, Shabal Lirdois Boy, no kafta, kol roish anashav ayashim biyari haprazi. Kilagadal ribuyam, kilo yichile mok mukav choyma. Return to Loimar, kifima shachashav lasas li Yisrael, nase. But what he wanted to do to the Jewish people is what happened to him. Ubiyasel yushalayim la'abedes anashachaisel l'rasa, kisham nafal v'yichilu nokav roisham bimateyu. So now we'll read the pasuk. Okay, and let's read this. So this part of the pasuk means Nakafta, you perforate it. Nakafta bimatov with his spears. Roish pirozov, the heads of the people of his open cities. In other words, it's Mida keneged Mida. Sancheriv wanted to take his sword and to decapitate and to pierce the bodies of the Jewish people. And instead of that happening, it was just the opposite. Nokafta, you Hashem, you took Bimatov with his own spear, you perforated, you pierced the Rosh, the head of Pirozov, all of the people of the nation of Ashur, the army that was laid in siege on the outside of Yerushalayim, who are calling here Pirozov the open city. We're referring to using the word Pirozov in reference to the army that was laying in wait outside of the city. Yis'aru lehafitzei. Now we go back to the Mitzudas David. Yis'aru asher bo b'kuruach sara. The word yisar means a storm. This people who stormed lehafitzeini bo'arotzois acherois. Now, Lahafitzeni means you stormed against the people who wanted to disperse me. These two words are revealing to us an historical fact that Sancheirev's goal when he came to Yerushalayim was to do two things. Number one, to perforate with his sword, his spear, many, many victims. And number two, to take the survivors and to disperse them throughout the world. And indeed, he did this. He did this to the Aseres HaShvatim. But he was not satisfied. He wanted to disperse even the last two remaining Shvatim, Yehuda and Binyamin. Ali Tzusam, next words of the Mitzudas David, Soif Simchas Hatzlochasam, Hoysa Kmo Elu Shechoshu Lechol Es Yisrael Shohaya Mu'une Biyodam Asher Ratzu Lechalesam B'Mistar Hu HaMidbar. Or it's an alaymakma mitzrayim shiratfu el chalais es yisrael v'hoyel l'rosam kisham nitvu kein bias ashur al yushlaim v'hoyel l'rosam kisham naflu. Alitzusam means their joy, kimo le'echol ani ba mistar. Their joy was like an ani, like what they plan to do to us is what happened to them. Their joy. They were planning to succeed and to conquer and to have joy. Alitzusam means their joy. Their joy was transformed to sorrow. What was their joy? Their joy was sadness, in that they were consumed like a poor man by Mistar, who is vulnerable in a concealed place. A poor person who is in a hiding place has nothing, has no defense, and he's vulnerable. That is exactly what happened to them. What they wanted to do to us, they wanted to eat up the poor man. that is bamistar, that is lying in a concealed place. They wanted to trample upon us, and that's what happened to them. They became the victims. Let me read those words one more time. These are very hard words. I'm reading the Mitzvah again one more time. Ali Tzusam. Soif Simchas Hatzlochasam. The end of their joy, Hoya, it was Mahapecha. Hoya, Kimo, it was like Elu, like those, Shechoshu, Lechol, to eat, Es Yisrael, Shehoya Mu'une Biyadam, that was afflicted, that was subjugated and tortured Biyadam. They wanted to destroy us in a concealed place. What is the mistar in the desert? So he's coming over here to compare then. Who is the mistar? He's over the mistar over here is being very sophisticated. This is alludes to Egypt. Egypt wanted to come after us and destroy us in the desert. What happened to the Egyptians? They were obliterated. Just like the Egyptians who tried to destroy the Oni, the Jewish people, who were subjugated, who were slaves to the Egyptians. They wanted to destroy us in the desert, which is called the Mistar. And what happened to the Egyptians? They were destroyed. Exactly that will happen to, the same thing will happen to the nation of Sancheirif. They also will suffer the same exact fate. Or it's in the Loimar. Kimo Mitzrayim Sherodfu, that pursued the Jewish people that in the past were subjugated and under their control and were considered to be poor, and Mu'une Sherodfu L'chaloisa Bes Yisrael V'hoya L'ra'asam, the end was the Egyptians made a big mistake. That was the cause of their defeat. Kisham Nitbu came so to be a Sashal Yushlaim Hoya L'ra'asam Kisham Naflu. Next pasuk. Pasik Tezvav Darachta Vayam Susecha Choymer Mayim Rabin Mitzudas David Ki Os Kishabab Mitzrayim. Now we're going back to Egypt. When the Egyptians came to pursue the Jewish people, Bayam Darachta, you stepped Sham Bisusecha Vayim Ananim, the clouds Alehem Darachta Vayam with Sibar and with the collection of Mayim Rabin Lilachim Imam Lavdim Hoya Imkein Haradifa Larasim Machin Hoya Bias Ashul Rasam. This is a description of Egyptians. Darachta vayam susecha. You trampled in the sea upon them, their horses. Choymer mayim rabim, with the intensity, with a wall. Choymer means a massive nade nozlin, with a tower, a mound of water. Drowned the Egyptians. A choymer is a mound of mayim rabim, drowned the Egyptians. And the beginning of the pasuk is, you stepped upon them in the yam. Susecha means your horses. That means Hashem's malachim. The word susecha in this parak refers to Hashem's might. Pasuk to Zion, Shamati, Vatir Gaz Bidni, I've heard what you have done, Hashem. And my inside, it trembles. L'kol tzolu sifosai yavai roka ba'atzomai v'sachtai ergoz asher anuach liyom tzara la'alois la'am yigudenu. Okay, what does this mean very quickly? Tazvav, in the midst of this David, hinei shamati davar v'avur techerad bidni. I've heard the following thing in my insides, they churn. What have I heard? I've heard l'kol, the words, Sifosai, my key choice, because of what I'm hearing, my lips, they tremble. Yavai Rokov, because of the tsar, there is decay, that my bones are decaying. And my insides, my innards, they tremble. What do they, Anuach Liyam Tzara, now what is it referred to? Asher Anuach Liyam Tzara, written, Lema Bezedra Hashmua, Kishmati Lema Hashavai El Eretz, Yisrael Mokha Menuchasi Liyas Mu'utad Sham. I will be designated there at Yom Sara. The Chayz Mefarish Alois Esa'am Ashayavi Gidul Meharbei. Ritzon Olam Akiilu Ha'Aliyah Hal Eretz Yisrael Tia Es El Gidul Goig Uliyos Nirdof Mehem. I tremble about Milchemes Goig Umagoig. Okay, so let's translate this pasuk one more time. Tezayin is beginning to wind down the Haftarah. And Chalakuk is saying that first he described our journey in the desert. Then he described our entry into Eretz Yisrael. Then he described the momentous occasion, the salvation of the Jewish people against the nation of Sancheirif. And now he describes, but guess what? All of this is all going to lead to something very, very horrible, very, very dangerous. Milchemes Goig Umagoig. And he says, I seen my prophecy, Shamati, I heard about Milchemes Goig Umagoig that will take place in Eretz Yisrael in the end of days. And when I hear about this, the following things happen to me. Number one, Vatirgas Bitni, my stomach trembles. Lekol, because of the words that I hear of what's going to happen in the time of Milchemes Goig Umagoig, Tzalulusifosai, my lips shake. What else happens? Number three, Yavoi Rokov Be'atzamai, my bones decay. Number four, Vatirga Vatsachtai, my insides ergos tremble. Four things are happening to my body. I need to go to four different doctors to deal with the situation. I need a doctor for my stomach, a GI specialist. I need a dentist and a TAJ guy for my teeth. I need a doctor for my bones, okay? A special doctor that deals with bones. And I need a doctor that deals with tachtai, my innards, my other internal organs, an internist. Okay, I need four doctors, four specialists to deal with the report that I hear about Milchemes Goig Umagoig. When you read about Milchemes Goig Umagoig, make sure you make an appointment by four specialists to help you cope with what you're about to deal with. And what does it say? It says, Asher Nuach Liyom Tzara, this that has been set aside for the day of Tzara, that has been designated for the day of Tzara. What's going to happen? La'alois la'am yigudenu, when it will ascend upon us a nation, meaning Goig, a nation will come that will come with yigudenu, will come with many troops. Okay, they're going to be gidudim. Gidudim means divisions, battalions. When this day arrives, when the Goig Umagoig arrive on the scene, what's going to happen when they arrive on the scene? Pasuk Yitzayin, Kiseinu Lo Sifrach, Ve'ein Yevul Bagafanim. Look at all these things going to happen. On this day, the fig will not blossom. Ve'ein Yevul Bagafanim, there's not going to be any growth in the vines. Kicheish Ma'aseh Zayis, the olives are going to lie. They're not going to produce. Ushedemos Le'os Oichel, the fields. The word Ushedemos means field. They're not going to produce food. Gozar mimichla tzoin, it will cease from the pen, sheep. Ve'ein bokor borifosin, there will be no cattle in their enclosure. Why not? The terror, the economy is going to collapse. Milchemes Goig Umagoig, look at the mitzvah of David. Okay, this David says over here, on this day, Milchemes Goig Umagoig, Kiseinu ki oz adayin loz tifra chateinu. Ritzan alema Yisrael ham nimshol nuteinu adayin loy konu begvur ve'atzmus halev la'amoy b'milchama l'mulam. The Jewish people are not going to be able to overcome the nation of Goig. The Jewish people are not going to be prepared. They're not going to be prepared to deal with this Muhammad. We think today that Israel, they have the mightiest army in the world. They have more firepower in Eretz Yisrael than the entire Middle East put together. You know that? There's more firepower in the middle, in Eretz Yisrael. The army of Eretz Yisrael has enough nukes, more than all, and enough fighter jets and military arsenal, all different types of things, than the entire Middle East put together, and some will tell you even more than the United States. Okay? So we think we're prepared for anything. And the pasuk over here tells us, you got it wrong. Okay, believe the Navi more than you can believe what the politicians tell you in Eretz Yisrael. The Navi says, according to the Mitzvah, when it called Kamtai Muhammad Sagumagoid, the Jewish people will not be prepared. They will not have the weapons, they will not have the capabilities, the technology, what they need to survive Muhammad Sagumagoid. Okay, go try to tell that today to a politician, Eretz Yisrael. They'll tell you, you know what you're talking about. They'll tell you, go take a hike. But the Navi always turned out to be right. We have a track record that the Nevi'im are always right. So I would put my bets on the Navi, who tells us, according to the Mitzvah Stavi, that all of these terms over here refers to our military preparation for Milchemes Gagamogel will not be adequate when we're up, when we're dealing with this Muhammad. Yeah?
Maybe it all happened already.
Maybe. You're saying, making a very good point. You're saying very good. We don't know how everything plays out and how we're going to do it. You're saying very good. Okay, you're very good. Next, go further over here. So this is a description of what's going to be. And Pasuk Yud Ches concludes, V'ani v'Hashem Eloiza. And now Chavuk says, nevertheless, unbelievable what the Haftarah that winds down with. Nevertheless, I, Chavuk says, B'Hashem Eloiza, rejoice. Agila b'lokei Yishi, I take joy in Hashem, who is my salvation. And one next Pasuk. Hashem Elokim. Hashem Elokim, Cheli, you are my strength. Vayosem raglai koay alois. Now, if I'm not mistaken, here you read this, Elokim Hashem. Okay, this is very unusual. The way you pronounce this, if you get the Haftorah, anyone here getting the Haftorah on the second day of Yom Tov? Any takers? If you get the Haftorah, if I'm not mistaken, the way you pronounce, the way you say this, this is the only time in the Haftorah you do this, you say Elokim Hashem. Rabbi Mayevsky, am I right? Rabbi Mayevsky, you say over here, Elokim Hashem, Rabbi Kalman, am I right over here? Elokim Hashem. Right, you say the way you pronounce this is, yeah, every time you have Hashem's name twice, and you have Yudke Vovke first, I don't know. We'll come to this later on. We'll be in. But right now it's Elokim Hashem, you are my strength. Vayosem raglai ko ayalois, you've made my legs like ayalois, which go very quickly. Vial bomosai yad richeni, you will allow me to trample upon my high places. Lamnatseach, for the conductor, beneginoi soy, with my musical instrument. Let's read the Mitzvah Stavah and finish up. V'ani b'Hashem Eloiza avol im kol zeh, ani esmach b'mishenes Hashem. I have faith in you, Hashem. Be'elokei yishi, b'gvuras elokei yishi, in the might, Hashem, v'ritzen eloimar im ki anachnu b'ha-ma'at, although we are the ma'at, hine Hashem yiyeli b'mokom chel amrav, kayolos, kalois, like swift hearts, lirdoif achar oyev, to pursue them, v'al b'mosai yad yuchenim, v'ritzen eloimar im kol im ki loy nisisi lidev b'ohar m'ulidev achar oyev, even though I have no experience doing this. Will go and will guide me to trample al gavi ha'adam on the high mountain that shall see Yerushalayim. Lam na'atzeach b'negino esodus and loymar hatzafila hazas nimsva leben Levi. This prayer has been delivered to the conductor. Ham na'atzeach b'shir l'nagva, to sing it b'nigun with the melody asher yichadetala, that I have designated for. This is absolutely beautiful. It was kedai to come today just to learn the Mitzvah Stavd of these last words. The Mitzvah Stavd of here concludes, we wind down that throughout the long galus, it's going to climax the Milchemet Skoig Magog, and it's going to be an impossible situation. Yet, I put my faith in you, Hashem. You will guide us. You will be at my strength. You allow our legs to trample upon our enemies and to reach the highest places in the world. And then he concludes, this prayer I deliver, this song I deliver to the conductor, and I instruct the conductor to play it, to sing it with a melody, the melody that I have given over. Don't come along in future generations and adapt these words to a melody that is the latest hit in Eichler's, in mostly music, or some latest CD. Don't do that. I am giving you the melody, the beautiful melody that you're supposed to play these words to. And that's my charge. That is what Chavakuk is instructing the conductor, the Ben Levi. And what is the melody? The melody is V'ata Kisvu Lechem Es Hashira Hazos. What is the song? The song is the Torah. The melody is the Torah. These words that describe the emunah that we're going to need to describe to survive the whole thing. What is he really doing over here, Chavakuk? He's Jewish history. He's going from the beginning of the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He starts off with Matan Torah. Hashem came from Har Paran. He came from Har Paran. He came from Seir. He offered the Torah to the nations. They rejected it. Instead, he gave it to Klal Yisrael. We said Nasa V'Nishma. Hashem then punished the nations. Hashem took us through the desert. He miraculously allowed us to survive. He brought us into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua. We conquered Eretz Yisrael. We survived the greatest difficulties in the time of Chizkiyahu. And then we live in the land. We have difficulties, but we ultimately live in the land. Then we come to the time of Mochemes Goig U'Mogoig. And then it gets really difficult. You ain't seen nothing yet until you get to Melchemes Goig U'Mogoig. And even when we come to there, it's like a hakofa. We come back to Matan Torah. We sing the song, Lam Natseach B'Neginoy Soy, my melody. What is my melody? The beginning of the Haftorah. The beginning of the Haftorah is Hoyfia Mehar Paran. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared from Har Paran, from Har Seir, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. The Torah is the song. The Torah has its melody. And the melody of Klal Yisrael throughout Golus, the survival of Golus, is to play the song of Torah. As long as Klal Yisrael attach themselves to the words of Torah, they are guaranteed to survive. They are guaranteed to have the joy, the Eloiza, Va'ani, Bahashem Eloiza, to Zvizaycha, to the Agila B'lekei Yeshi. This will continue all the way until the times of Mashiach. Okay, this is the Haftarah for tomorrow, for the second day of Shavuos. We have Yitziv Piskam, we can't do now, but Yitziv Piskam is a little bit of an introduction from, there's a little song that appealed from the Meturgamon that is said in the beginning of the Haftarah. We'll stop it with that. I will take a very short break, and I'm going to wind down. I'll be Makatzer. I want to share with you after the break, after a 1 minute break, a machshava, one or two machshavas for the Yom Tif of Shavuos. Okay, so I'll see you back in 30 seconds.
Rabbi, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
If you take bread and toast it and cut it in smaller pieces, and like if you put some garlic, does it still have a motzi?
Yes, of course. Once
was baked originally for bread.
Like that's it. That's the determining factor. Once it's baked as bread, you can't be mevatel. There's no such thing as being mevatel. Okay? Unless you pulverize it. Matzah meal. No. If it has sudosa dinamo, it takes quite a bit to take away the status of bread to make it into a mezoinis. If you make it into matzah meal, yes, then it turns into a mezoinis. But if you make French toast, or you make you take bread and you soak it and you transform it, as long as you can recognize that once upon a time this was bread, you must make a hamaitzi lecha min haaretz.
Even a small piece, a teeny little bit.
If you look at it, it looks like a piece of toast, a little piece of toast, like those croutons. They put like those toasts, those are hamaitzi, right? Because that looks like toast.
Even though it was baked originally?
Of course, that's exactly the point. Because it was baked originally, no, it's hamaitzi. The only time that you remove the hamaitzi is when you pulverize it into dust. Otherwise,
Melba toast, I think they say it's in Mizonos.
I'm not familiar with this. Who says it's in Mizonos?
Right, no,
when you get it in Mizonos?
We discussed it. I just forgot.
Why do you say it's in Mizonos? It's hamaitzi. Toast is always a hamaitzi. There's no such thing. Flatbreads is mezoinis. That's pas habobi kisnin.
Oh, because you put stuff on it. Okay. But if you put like a garlic and something else, it's not. Okay.
It doesn't matter. It's like French toast. You have to make a hamaitzi.
Let me go water.
By the way, the end nevuah of Habakkuk is so opposite of the beginning.
He says, Ad Ana. At the beginning, he says, Ad Ana Shem Shivati Velo Tishma Ezak Velo Hamas Velo this. He was complaining. And suddenly the finish is, wow.
We're in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. You know? It's true. We're in a lot of trouble.